Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prosperity. Oh, there it is. Who studies of one? I'm Cynthia Chuck. Dr. Johnson here with Dr. Johnson and Purple. Good morning. I'm Dr. Johnson. Yeah, I can't hear you.
Okay. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We're going to be moving into Chapter 20 this morning, and it's just going to be awesome, as always. But we need you to anoint us this morning with your blessing and your
prayer. Yes, ma'am.
And help us shift that energy.
Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for the start of a brand new week, and hopefully a brand new perspective and consciousness that we are all one in your energy and in your mind, because substance and mind and energy is all there is. And under everything, you are there. I really appreciate the fact that you created us with an individuation of perspective and reality in you. Let us be in that service respectfully and from a holy place of love and a holy place of mind. We are the energetic children of the universe, and we are the ones being lifted up into the new Stargate in the paradigm of the year 2012. We are so lucky to be in the Stargate, and we are moving through it. Nobody can understand their feelings of hot flashes and sweats and all these other things in the human form that are taking place to get us prepared for this ascension. And we thank you that we're no longer becoming these carbon-based, loaded-down, physical dimensionalized forms into a more uplifted life form that we were meant to be with our mind and our hearts in the place on you. Let us learn these nuggets of wisdom as they come through Cynthia, and let her be anointed and touched by the divine essence of the Holy Spirit to give her the power to speak through her as an instrument for all of us to learn and grow and move and have our being in the Christ mind. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Oh, my goodness, and so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. That's just delicious, just delicious. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about becoming your own frame of reference and perceiving a reality that all assumed is shared, and then orchestrating the way the world responds to you. It's just trying to help us to master moving through the ascension process, which of course we know is not one culminating experience, but it is an ongoing experience. So from day to day, from moment to moment, we are ascending. Because we what are we doing? We are attracting experiences, people, circumstances, all of which are opportunities for us to grow and to ascend. There are lessons that we learn from each experience. So let's go ahead and delve into Chapter 20 this morning. Massive changes taking place within your cellular structure are causing symptoms that many find puzzling under the conditions of profound change taking place in your world. Each of you is experiencing evidence of the ascension process in every aspect of your daily lives. And even though there may be a firm theoretical understanding of the basis of this phenomena, your conditioning as a being schooled in consensus thinking brings you to question again and again what your own experience has shown you. So in other words, what they're saying is we were trained that in the world, based on our social structure, there's an agreement among a group of people that this is the way you do certain things. Say, for instance, like when it comes to you send your kids to school, to public schools. If you can afford it, you send them to private schools. I mean, being homeschooled is kind of out there. You know, it's not one that the general public accepts as the way to go. That's what they mean by consensus thinking. There's a rule or a strategy or something that that en masse we all agreed that that's the right way to do things. So there is no reliable frame of reference to draw on for some of what you may experience. For life, as you know it, has taken a radical divergence from what you have been programmed to expect, and you are being presented with conditions of an uncharted territory within the context of your linear awareness. So there are things that are going on because of the changes that the planet is going through that just don't make sense anymore. And I guess the most profound thing that we're all aware of is our economy. It just doesn't make sense anymore. I mean, greed had just overtaken so much, and it's become perverted. And many of us sit back and say, how could this happen? Why is this happening? It's completely distorted. But we're living in times where we cannot afford to have that kind of consciousness anymore. It's going to work dramatically against us. And we've talked about this as we've gone along. And I love the way we hear repetitive themes over and over, because it just nails the point. And hopefully you guys are getting it, that not to be afraid of these dramatic experiences that are extremely uncomfortable, but to recognize, oh, this is a part of the ascension, and I need to do my shift. That's why I sent you guys that song about the energy shapeshifter, because that's who you are. You have that power. Choose the higher thought. Okay, so your concept of reality will have shifted countless times in the course of coming to this place in your unfoldment. But others who surround you will have reflected some degree of affirmation to the validity of those changes. Yet, now you find yourself questioning much of the ground you have covered, even though many others are undergoing similar upheavals in their lives. It is part and parcel of the process to drift back yet again into the seas of doubt. So, you know, many of you have been on this path for a long time. I'm going to speak from my perspective, okay? Because I always tell you guys, I know you guys are super advanced, and I don't want to clump you in with my drama, okay? So let me just share from my experience. I've been studying metaphysics in particular for over 30 years. I've been under the guidance of Dr. Reggie for over 23 years, about 24, 25 years. So these principles, in particular, the principle of law of attraction and magnetizing things to you and shifting your thoughts, I've been in that consciousness for, like I said, over 30 years. But guess what? Even though I know this, even though I have had demonstrations of the power of the law of attraction, I revert back to the old programming of doubt and fear. Granted, it is very brief, but it does occur. And that's what they're talking about. Even though you may have these, you may be on this path and you may have an understanding, from time to time you go back to the fear and the doubt. How is that possible? Now, I will tell you this about Dr. Reggie. Dr. Reggie never goes through that. Never goes through it. And bless his heart, you know, especially with me, more so with me than his students and his clients, he gets extremely frustrated that I'm just not there. Lovingly frustrated, but frustrated that I'm just not there all the time. I think he's superhuman. I'm only human. So they go on to say that you will experience this momentary sense of backsliding over and over again as you begin to harness the surge in the energies that drives you to peer over the edge of all you have come to know and believe. Do not be afraid or concerned that you question things. When that little doubt and that fear comes, recognize it for what it is and then shift the energy. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up over it. It's like I've said to you many times, and I'm basically repeating from my mentor, who said, when those times come, be gentle with yourself and remind yourself, look how quickly I am remembering. And I really speak verbally out loud when I recognize that I have a fear or a doubt. I shift it immediately and I will say, I declare and decree whatever it is that I want. The complete opposite of what I'm saying, or what I'm the fearful doubts that I have, I say, I declare, if it's money that I need, and I'm over here thinking, how am I going to get this money? Oh, this isn't going to happen. Oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to do such and such. I say, I declare and decree that I have enough money to take care of this need, whatever it is. So remember to quickly shift, okay? Your priorities will have shifted so radically in this heightened phase of your transformation process that the choices presented are often between your own vantage point and that of another. You come to understand that there are truly no generalizations to be made about the nature of your own journey, and you will come to own and to cherish your own perceptions, regardless of whether there is contradictory information coming from other sources. So remember that they have said to us over time that during these times, a lot of things will not make logical sense to us. And I'm truly going through that right now. I know right now, logically, the logical thing would be for me to go and get a job. But the thing that I know in my spirit is the right thing to do, because my spirit is telling me, God, my higher self is saying, stay on this path. Stay on this path. This is your life's work. Stay here. But the logical mind, because we've been trained, if you need money, go get a job. I'm going to get a job. And I vacillate between that. Although now I'm not vacillating as much. You know, my life purpose, my life work is becoming more prominent in my day-to-day thinking as opposed to me running out to get a job. I'm sure a lot of you will see where you vacillate between living by faith, trusting in trust, having faith in faith, and what the world is telling you. But the world is upside down right now. And the one thing that we know about God is changeless. So what am I going to depend on? That which is constant and does not change? Or the world is upside down? I mean, drama can happen in 24 hours. Some lunatic out there decides that they want to push a button and start a war. You watch the news. There's drama that happens with the flip of a switch. This is the time to seek looking to your left and to your right to be sure that the others with whom you assume you are sharing this experience of transformation are still beside you, because in all likelihood they are not. they will have followed their own divergent paths, reinforced by their own experiences. The guidebooks penned by those who have themselves made this journey can make the way for you just so far. For each can only document his or her own personal experience. No one can begin to outline what will come to pass for you. This is the time to relinquish the need to reach out for validation once and for all. Oh, that is speaking to my spirit. Because Dr. Reggie used to say to me, you are always seeking approval. What other people think of you does not matter. There's a book that's called What You Think About Me Is None of My Business. You don't need the validation. You just need to have trust and trust and faith and faith. And they're telling you in these times, forget about it. You need to do what's right for you. You need to do what's right for you. This is a time to cease looking to the so-called wisdom of another incarnate being as a comforting pat on the head to assure you that you're still on track. You know you're on track, or you know that you're not, and no confirmation from another seeker can hope to help you in the ways that truly matter when you question yet again the foundation of your own truth. Dr. Reggie says, look, you can come to me for a consultation. I can be a guidepost. As a prophet, he is. But ultimately, God is in you too. All I've done is avail myself to my higher self. I've availed myself to God. God is in you too. When are you going to trust? When are you going to trust that divine presence within you? Oh, thank you, God. This is a powerful message this morning. Thank you so much. We are so blessed, aren't we? We are so blessed. How is it that we can have such power, such beauty within us, and that we doubt ourselves? Eckhart Tolle says it's insanity, that we're insane. And it's true. If you guys are breathing with me right now and hearing this and really focusing on this truth, understanding that that part of you which is divine is God expressing through you, why would you doubt you? The main engine of you is God. It's insane, isn't it? And yet that's what we do. Love yourself. All is well. The heightened stages of the journey of ascension are as varied as there are seekers making these transformational leaps. Each of you brings to the present moment a unique package of circumstances and personal history and a varying degree of openness to the phenomenon of change. Each is contending with a complexity of variables that will determine the degree of struggle with which you birth yourself into each heightened level of awareness. And some who appear to be lagging behind, steeped in resistance to these changes, may suddenly, in a blinding flash of awareness, make the quantum leaps before your very eyes. And yet others, who would appear to have grasped the nature of what is transpiring, they may linger endlessly, hashing and rehashing issues that had long since appeared to have been resolved. Because neither of these stereotypes is a yardstick against which you would wish to measure your own progress, for none of you will even approximate the journey of another. So we don't spend your time comparing yourself to other people on their journey, or not so much how well you have done, or how, you know, how poorly you have done, but even to judge how they're doing. Don't do that. You need to look to yourself as your own frame of reference. That's it. Jesus said, why are you going to worry about the speck that's sitting in your brother's eye when you have a huge log sitting in yours? Why are you even concerned with your friend's problems when you've got your own set of issues? You need to be about your business. There are so very many amongst you who are attaining degrees of understanding rarely encountered at your present level of awareness. And while you are far from alone in your experience of these times, in the same breath, you are more alone than you have ever been before. But I would tell you that you're not alone. I will tell you that you are in full alignment with divine energy, with God, with your source. You are never alone. But in terms of relating to the rest of the world, yes. If you're looking for people to agree with you, quickly agree with you and pat you on the head and tell you how in these times you don't have time for it. So no one needs to hold your hand through the progressive stages that lie ahead from this point forth, nor would you wish them to, for this experience is not enlightenment by consensus. No amount of camaraderie will spare you the daunting moments of risk-taking that happen within your own inner depths. As the higher realizations are revealed to you, no beloved friend or companion can accompany you where you have chosen at the deepest level to go. Because this journey that is made in solitude, this is your journey. And you have chosen to experience it in this way, as have all that have made this journey through time immemorial. You know, the ultimate sacrifice that we've all studied, if you are Christian and gone to the Baptist church or Methodist church or Episcopal or Christian, any of the faith-based churches, that Christian churches, the ultimate sacrifice was by Jesus, and he had to go to that cross alone. And the act of going on that cross was part of his ascension. He had 12 men that followed him. And when all hell was breaking loose and it was coming down, they were running like little roaches to get away from him. And they loved him. But they were fleeing trouble. He had to stand alone. And then they came back to their senses later on. But he had to face that alone. And even during that time, he was questioning his, why have you forsaken me? He asked God, why have you forsaken me? In a moment of weakness. And then he comes back. And he says, it's done. So, why would it be any different from you? Jesus is our blueprint. You have to walk this walk alone. When you return in consciousness and make your appearance in this reality once more, it will be from a perspective that has altered. And what they're talking about here now is when you transition out of your body and you're reincarnated, you're going to come back, and things are going to be different because you've ascended out at a different level, but you're going to come back at that new in that new perspective. And you will view yourself in a different way, although from outward appearances, you will remain as you have been. Your perspective will have taken on the heightened coloration of the higher realms to which you will have become attuned. While many who perceive you will be looking at life through the same lens as they did before, and you will realize that everything has changed and nothing has changed at the same time. Have you guys gone through experiences where you've grown, there were people around you, and you've been developing spiritually, and maybe a little time separate you guys, you've gone on different paths, and then you come back to interface with those people, and it's very different? The energy is different because you have changed. They may have changed too as well. You cannot connect the way you did initially. You just can't. Be thankful. The differences that can be perceived amongst layers of overlapping reality will be solely attributable to the lens through which one is able to view it. And passionate debates may ensue as to what is and is not so with players who have chosen to remain motionless vibrationally, yet remain fully present in your world. These ones serve to anchor a vibrational reference point through which you are able to contrast your own levels of emerging awareness. No amount of elevated understanding conveyed on your part will convince these ones that change is the order of the day. For them, the risks are too great, and you stand as a threat to all that to them is safe and sure and holy. To them, you, who may well have experienced a firsthand encounter with the divinity within, you are a blasphemer. From their perspective, it is you who may fleetingly have tasted the transcendence of linear identity, but you are rooted in ego and have for having such a thought. And to them, you are the one who doesn't belong in this world anymore. A world that they cannot see and could not begin to imagine. Yet you can see it because you have begun to truly see it, perhaps for the first time. So these blatant discrepancies in the perception of a reality all assume is shared point to the possibility that this is a reality that is not shared at all. And a survey, even amongst kindred beings that are closely aligned to your way of thinking, would confirm that the only one who is present in this reality is you. Yet few are prepared to consider such a prospect. Take a deep breath. You know, we can sit in a classroom together, and this is such a perfect example, and the instructor is teaching, and each one of those students is perceiving the lesson differently. Even though it might be a slight difference, each of them have a different perspective, a different understanding of what's being taught. I'm teaching you right now, and you're all understanding it at different levels, hearing it at different levels. You're creating your personal reality, your personal understanding of what I'm saying. And so that's what they're saying. There is no consensus. There is we all, and this is a shift now. Even though we're sitting in the classroom, we must understand that individually, this is my personal journey. This is my personal reality. And earlier, they were talking about how you could be at one level because you've just been opened up to this whole glorious experience, and you're so aware of your divinity and your connection with the cosmos. You're just having a religious experience, and you're sharing this with your friends, and they think you've lost your mind. They don't get it. This is your reality for which you are creating. So, the fact is that the reality in which you experience self-awareness in this moment is a fluid phenomenon. It is subject to the ever-present, ever-shifting momentum of the infinite vibrational variables that comprise it. So the version of that limitless kaleidoscope of possibility, accessible to your own limited vantage point, is there for your eyes only. Others may be looking at life through the same ethers, yet they will not be perceiving the world in the way you do. How could they? They are not you. And it is you who is creating all of it. And so are they. So allow each other the grace of the perfection of his or her life vision, regardless of whether, from your perspective, that view is tainted. Because neither of you is wrong. Each of you is right, based on the reality each is capable of perceiving. And in the collective, all are right. For all perspectives coexist simultaneously, none canceling out the other, regardless of the level of conflict presented. That is the nature of this creation. All of it simply is. What of it you wish to sample is the option that is eternally present, and those options hold less and less allure as you progress on this journey. You know, I want to pause for a moment, and I'm just asking you to breathe and listen to what I'm getting ready to say. Please, take a deep breath in. This is a lesson that we hear over and over again. There is no right. There is no wrong. When we're fighting for what's right or are declaring what is wrong, that's placing a judgment. That is a label. Everything is in divine order. Everything it may be uncomfortable. You may be going through something right now that's very uncomfortable. You may be unsure. You may be wrapped in fear and doubt, worry. But trust me, everything is in divine order. Embrace your experiences, surrender to them, and trust in God. Trust in the source. Trust into that divinity within you that always has your back. Always. It's a simple lesson, but I don't think we can hear it enough. Because it's one thing to hear it, it's one thing to think you understand it or understand it on an intellectual level because you can piece the words together and understand the meaning of the sentence, but it is another thing to live it. And as Dr. Reggie says, you don't know it if you're not living it. And I believe that's why this book is repeating things over and over. They find different ways to say it, but it comes back to the same thing over and over again. Get rid of the labels. Don't pass judgment. This is creation. This is how it is. This is the process. And it is a divine plan that works for the higher good of all. The tantalizing excitements that may once have formed the focus of your life begin to seem hollow and pointless and reveal themselves as avenues of ego gratification. How many of you just say, you know what, this isn't worth it anymore? You know, how many cars can you buy? How many houses can you have? How much new furniture? It doesn't even matter anymore. I don't know if many of you are at that level or not, but I'm at that level. I'm at that point where just stuff that just used to consume me and I was driven just to go after it. Oh, not anymore. I'm tired. It doesn't fulfill me anymore. These things are the reference points in a world that is based upon pleasuring the self and cultivating the favor of others. Because believe it or not, even something as simple as your job is a status symbol. Your job title, if you have your own office, the number of people you supervise, all of that is feeding ego. It's not important. What kind of car you drive, what neighborhood you live in, or we could go on and on. What designer bag are you carrying? We've got all kinds of little status symbols, don't we? But it's all about ego gratification. They are the reference points in a world that is based upon pleasuring the self and cultivating the favor of others. Because, of course, if you have all this stuff, then everybody's going to think, oh, I want to be next to her or him because they got such and such. A lot of women will even go after a man. He's got a big wad of money, or he's got a lot of credit cards in his, or he's driving a nice car. Don't know a bit more about the man's soul or his spiritual path or anything else. All they're looking at is all the little trappings. And he's probably spent every dime to have those trappings to capture, to attract women. It's just so shallow, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. So they are goals that may once have seemed attainable through the application of a lifetime of toil and shrewd strategy. Listen to that. Toil. You're struggling to get it. And you're always strategizing how to make all this stuff happen. And as soon as you get it, it just appears shallow and empty. There is not one amongst you who has harvested the fullness of material success who was utterly gratified by it. There always was something missing. Even if you got the man with the car and the yacht and everything else, something is missing. I'm speaking from experience. All the physical trappings, good looking and everything else, but something was missing. And so you choose to come back to chase that elusive something yet again, a different prize that was, in the end, equally empty. So you continue to try to fill the gap. Fill it. That didn't work. Let me try something else. But at this stage in your journey, you have stepped back from your investment in attaining any of those brass rings, and from the overview of blessed detachment, you can see the world around you swirling on a myriad carousel, reaching for, yearning for, striving for, cheating for, stealing for, killing for, whatever it is that they've pinpointed as the focus of their attention, all of them are hooked on attaining the elusive something that is eternally out of reach. Because that elusive something that most continue to perceive as being out there somewhere, perhaps you have come to recognize that it isn't out there at all. Perhaps you have reached a point as you read these words where you have recognized the futility in all of it. And as you continue to watch the world around you, skirting the perimeter of its hopes and its dreams, you recognize that you are not really a part of that game anymore. It was fun. It was rich. It may even have been interesting in parts, but mostly it wasn't. It did not fulfill you. Mostly it was disappointing. And not just for you personally, but for virtually all of you. That's the name of this game. That's what keeps you coming back to try your luck yet again. But ultimately you reach a point where the prizes in the carnival no longer hold any appeal. And that's when you begin seeking that elusive something somewhere else entirely. You know without a doubt that it isn't out there anywhere, but it's within. It is within. We only have 3 minutes left this morning. If you're still with me this morning and you want to share something, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. I hope this has been a blessing for you this morning. It certainly has awakened memories for me and reminded me why I'm on this journey and how important it is and how fulfilling it is. Dr. Reggie, we're kind of quiet this morning. The line, so
I know, are the lines open?
Yes, they are, but we're going to go ahead and move into our closing prayer and end it a little early this morning.
It's a beautiful lesson, it really was. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all the people in their quietude that they are absorbing the energy in the level of mind and soul. Let's know from experience that we learn these lessons as we grow in our ascension, as we grow in the attainment of divine energy, divine knowledge, as we grow in experience of you in our lives, that we ascend moment to moment, a dynamic ascension taking place in a very quiet space in the heart and a quiet space in the mind, becoming more dynamic physically. As within, so without, we thank you for the power of who we are. Every experience is a holy experience for us to learn and grow and move in our being with you. We bless everybody on the line with abundance, divine health, and prosperity. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, you know, if you have a chance, find us on Facebook and like our page. We would appreciate it. And also, if you can get a chance to get on the internet and go to Blog Talk Radio and look for Circles of Prosperity, and you can follow us there to let other people know that, hey, enjoy listening to this, and I'm following them. So we so appreciate you. You can also find us on Twitter at Circles Prosper, hashtag Circles Prosper. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll be here tomorrow.